Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Pei Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, 11 lines up, Is Masnisa. Is Masnisa, Omar, Akum, Kanida, Mishamsher, Kanida. Is Masnisa, Omar, Akum, Kanida, Mishamsher, Kasheretz. One Baisa teaches that idolatry is Tame like a Nida, and Mishamsher, which is Kedim used for it, are like a Nida. Another Baisa teaches that idolatry is like a Nida, and Mishamsher are like a Sheretz. Mandama Akum Kanida, Mishamsher Kanida, Nisha. You might ask that the one who says that idolatry is like a Nida, and that Mishamsher are like a Nida, is fine, because the source to equate idolatry to a Nida discusses Mishamsher. Mandama Akum Kanida, Mishamsher Kasheretz, Kol Alfme Ein Ksev Nida, Ela Mishamshim. The Mishim is Sipui Pasile Kasbacha Ves. Es afudas masechas zahavecha. The one who says that idolatry is like a nidah and mishamsher are like a sheretz, how does he learn? The entire hekesh to nidah is written only about mishamsher, as the pasuk says that we had earlier in Yeshaya Perek Lamed Pasuk Chof Beis, and you shall contaminate the plate of your silver graven images and the adornment of your golden molten image. Tepoter v'chakukim al gufa. One says that the pasuk discusses idolatry engraved in the plating and ephod itself, therefore they are actual idolatry and not mere mishamsher. Yaakov tikvah hanan omer tipote b'mishtach vele ephod atzmai ke'inin shenema v'yas oisai gidoin le'ephod. And a second answer of Yaakov tikvah hanan said that the pasuk discusses one who bows to the ephod itself, as it says in Shoftim Perek Ches Pasuk Chof Zayin, and Gideon made it into an ephod. Masnisin command the Amal Akum Kanida, Mishamsher Kanida, Betaninan, Avona, the Itzav, Vasroi, Mutamin, Kasherets. And a support for the opinion that the idolatry is like a Nida and Mishamsher are like a Nida is Sumay Mishnah says that its rocks, wood, and ash are Mutamin like a Sherets. Rabbi Kiva says they're like a Nida. Tepatash Ishtachavo, Lebais, Vachakach Benoi. The answer is that we can say that he bowed to the house and after it is built it, therefore it is actual idolatry and not mere mishamsher. And we skip the next line or two when we're going to say it later on. Now we say the Amar Bizeira Rav Huna b'shem Rav Mishtachve Labayis Asli. Bizeira quoting Rav Huna quoting Rav said that one who bowed to a house, obeyed it, or is attached to the ground cannot become forbidden due to idolatry. We have to say that he bowed to the materials from which he built, and after he built it, and the Rav holds that something detached that was later attached is considered detached. Rav Yehuda, quoting Rav Yochanan, said that if one was makdish a house, mila does not apply to it, mila does not apply to what is attached. Amar Rav Yehuda, Haribar Rabbanan, Pliga, Mandama Asu, Mailem Boy. Manda Amar, I should say, Eimailim Boy Lai Asay. Zeva says that Rabbanan, that they argue, the one who says that he forbade it is considered attached, so Me'ila applies to it. The one who says that Me'ila does not apply to it is considered attached, so he did not forbid it. I should say, Vahataninan Gimel Batinheim. And the Gemara asks against the Yochanan, the Mishnah teaches that there are three laws of houses regarding idolatry. One of them is that he built it the same idolatry, according to Yochanan, is attached, so it should be permitted. And she says, "Tipata shishtachav el bayis achakach bonai." The answer is the case that he bowed to the house and afterwards built it. Nisiv Rabbi Chagai came with Yosa, Masnisa pliga al Rav. And Chagai asked Rabbi Yosa, "There's a mission that opposes Rav." Ashrikis shibasela imemalim bo. She says, "Emekatchim bo vein mazin memena beinsach smid pesil vein apoyseles amikvah." The mission says that a hollowed out attached rock next to a spring, we may not fill it with water, to mekadosh the water to be the mechatas, the paradum waters, because it's not considered a kli. One may not be mekadosh in it, one may not sprinkle mechatas from it, it does not need a tzemid pesil, it's a tight sealing lid to shield its contents from tumma in olam eis, and water that was in it does not disqualify a mikveh. If it was a kli and he attached it with plaster, one may fill it. This is because he hollowed it out and afterwards attached it, but if he attached it and afterwards hollowed it out, no, don't say that the ratio discusses it only when it was attached, always attached and he hauled it out. If so, the Sefer should have taught a bigger Kiddush that even if he attached a rock and hauled it out, it's considered a Kli. Ahein Ba'ef Lav Kami should say Shechibu V'chakach Chakukayu Ma'av Lo'av. Also, the house, is it not like a Kli that he attached and afterwards carved out? I mean, only when one made a Kli and attached it, it's still considered a Kli. This doesn't apply to a house. Always when it's built, it's considered attached. How can I answer this? Patullah, see Susan, shall I von him, he gmamalachton. He answers that cutting rocks is their final malacha, so it's like one who made a clean and attached it and is still considered detached. Later, the Apliga, al-Biyochanan, Akum, Shinishtabra, Asur. Earlier, we brought a mission that says that the rocks, wood, and ashes of a house of idolatry are metamalach assurance. This does not argue with Abiyochan said that idolatry that broke is forbidden. However, it's unlike Rish Lakish, who permits idolatry that broke. Lekin Savanan Mema in Bishaina Asid Lachziran Ekelian Diverkal Muta, Ba'a Taninan Shalashavonim Hain. Now, do we not hold that if in the future he will not return them like initially or permit? Our mission teaches that there are three laws of rocks used for idolatry. If one erected idolatry on a rock and removed it, it's permitted. If so, it's difficult also for Rabbi Yochanan. The answer is that the case that he bowed to every rock and afterwards built it. Another answer is that even according to Rish Lakish, this is not difficult, even if he bowed to the house like we thought initially. Rish Lakish said that idolatry that broke is permitted. Do we not hold that if in the future it will be returned to like it is initially, or forbid? Amar Yudan Avoy Turiyah Natanya Imhayu Munachim B'Makayimam Lei Kmi Shehu Osed Lachziron Lekelian Hain Ve'Elu B'Makayimam Hain. And Rav Yudan, the father of Matanya, said that if the fragments are resting in their place, is it not as if in the future it will be returned to the way it was initially? These are in their place, so all forbid. The Abba Bashem Rav Mishtach Melabayef Asoy Le'inan Le'asoy. The Abba quoting Rav said that one who bowed to a house forbade it. If he bowed to a tree, he did not forbid it. The Hatan Inan Sholash Hashayros Hain. The Gemara asked that there's a mission that teaches that there are three laws of Hashayros. If it was planted for the sake of idolatry, it is forbidden. The Patash Mishtach Le'zamua Rakachach Nata. The answer is that it's when he bowed to a sprig and later planted it. Levi Amar Hishtach V'Labayis Asoy L'mar Le'asoy. Levi said that one who bowed to a house forbade it. If he bowed to a cave, he did not forbid it. Ma Ben Bayis Ma Ben Ma'ar. What's the difference between a house and a cave? Amar B'Chananya B'Edu V'Hilal Bayis Hayalai Sha'as Tlisha Ma'ar Le'hayala Sha'as Tlisha. The answer is that B'Chananya B'Edu V'Hilal said that a house was once detached, a cave was never detached.